Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is a Monday, and that means, well, Laura Kennard is with us in studio. We're going to be talking about networking things for business, stuff going on in the metro, and maybe a social media tip or two or three or four. I'm surprised that you didn't wear something springy and floral. You're dressed in black today, as I am.
Well, Tyler told me it's still supposed to snow, so I feel like it's not appropriate to be springy.
That's right.
So
there you go.
That's my excuse.
It works for me. What do you got going? What's going on? What can we do?
Well, so we have a lot of regular stuff, which I haven't talked about for a while. You can always go to hashtag DMBizEvents or DMBizMixer.com. We have a lot of those regular events listed there. But just to remind people, every Tuesday morning, 8 to 9, there is a coffee meetup, which is a networking, free networking group, 8 to 9 a.m. We always have 1 million cups every Wednesday morning at the Science Center from 8 to 9:30 a.m., and we have a Wednesday weekly small business education that's we're the Iowa Center. And that is something we don't talk about a lot. It's at 8345 University Boulevard, noon to 1, every Wednesday. They have all kinds of things about financing, credit, just anything that might be of interest to someone starting or involved in a small business. And then we also have every Thursday the Business Incubator in West Des Moines, 318 5th Street in Valley Junction, and that is education, free co-working, and that's every Thursday over the noon hour, and then co-working is after that for the rest of the day. So, but you said you have something Thursday to share.
Well, yeah, Windsor Heights. It's Celebrate Windsor Heights 3.0.
Oh, 3.0.
Yeah. See, are we techie or what?
You are.
I know. Yeah, the Windsor Heights has this celebration of it's for the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And so the Chamber puts together this, it's not really a dinner. It's been said by Jolene Goodman from Big Green Umbrella Media.
Okay.
It is the finest Chamber event in the Metro.
Oh, nice.
Quote,
it's a little competitive, huh,
yeah,
with the other
bit.
Chambers?
Well, yeah, but it's different. You know, it's not a rubber chicken dinner. Nobody sits at tables and listens to boring speeches.
Oh.
It's totally different. You know, we have a silent auction and a live auction. And there are food stations where the chefs from Hy-Vee of Windsor Heights come and they prepare, I think it's a lobster something. And then there's an Italian station and a Banana Foster's station and cupcakes and an adult beverage open bar.
Sound like you've been very involved in the planning of this event. You seem to know the whole menu.
I sort of kind of do, yeah. But anyway,
It's very different, though, than the typical.
I mean, yeah, you don't go in, you don't sit at a table, you don't have to get all dressed up. But there's a lot of mingling and music. We've got a cello and a violin, you know.
What's the cost? Or is it just a members-only thing?
No. Anybody can come. It's $25 a ticket,
okay,
which is really inexpensive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's $30 a ticket. $30 a ticket, but if you buy more than one, it goes to $25 a ticket. So
$50. Wonderful.
For $375.
Lots of great food and lots of entertainment. Perfect.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday night at the Community and Events Center.
That is Wednesday night?
Thursday night.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we're getting our days. I do that all the time.
I do this all the time.
So Friday, I wanted to make a change about Gravitate. They are actually doing co-working every Friday now, not just the first Friday, but every Friday.
They're growing.
Yes, and they're opening a new one in Ames, and they've been doing these little pop-up events too. So they're having a pop-up co-working in Indianola, and I think it's kind of a test market thing to see
where.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so they've been doing that, and they've got that some of those events you can look for.
By the way, you know Jeff Woods, don't you?
I do.
You know where he lives?
No.
Windsor Heights.
Wow, what a bragger you are.
I'm just doing it, you know. Got to stick up for my homies.
So we do have also, just to put it in your radar, startup stories for March, since we're already in March.
Kelly Markey's going to be there.
Yes. And that looks really interesting. Dorothy's House founder. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about Dorothy's House, but I was just reading up a little bit on it.
Kelly was a guest of the Business News Hour several weeks ago, months ago maybe, and we learned all about this. Here's the interesting thing about Kelly Markey, who will be at Startup Stories with Mike Caldwell. She was one of the top people, one of the early hires at eBay.
Oh, really?
And she worked directly under Meg. And I believe she was like a corporate vice president there and had this desire to come back home and came back to Des Moines. And yeah, and now she started Dorothy's House, which is it's about human trafficking. And
oh,
it's a nonprofit. It's,
wow.
It's a fabulous story. And she's going to be on, like you said, the Startup Stories.
Very cool.
Next week. But Mike Caldwell and she will be in here this week on Thursday, I think it is.
Isn't that funny how people come back to Des Moines?
Lots do.
Come back.
Lots do come back to Des Moines. And you know, we are so blessed. Just before you were here, and if you probably hear it tonight, Mike Caldwell was in talking about the new agricultural accelerator.
Yes, they changed the name, right?
No, this is brand new.
Okay.
As of today. Well, there's the insurance accelerator, the global insurance accelerator now, and he was just in talking about what's going on with this ag accelerator, also global. And fascinating stuff going on here in the metro.
Because we have the insurance and now the ag.
So
they're kind of like specialized accelerators.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, you know, look at where our strengths are here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. You know, insurance and agriculture.
Insurance and agriculture.
Yeah, exactly.
And so why not do something that, that mirrors those industries? And that's exactly what the Cultivation Corridor and the Greater Des Moines Partnership have done. So there you have it.
So I had mentioned about pop-up co-working
in
Indianola, and I wanted to check on that date. That's actually March 9th at 1 p.m. They'll have some pop-up co-working.
Thursday.
Yeah, so that's coming right up, and I didn't want to
leave that out.
So then we also have on the, again, Gravitate will have open co-working on the 10th. And then we've got a AMA Iowa event, Leverage Your Brand Like a Rock Star. And that's going to be at Hoyt Sherman Place on March 14th. So you can go to AMA Iowa's website and register for that event.
Is that an evening event?
It is. I will tell you exactly. It's 3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay.
Yes.
Of course, right smack dab in the middle of us doing this.
Of course. That is the way that we plan things that way.
Of course.
So.
Can Libby go? No. He's got to do his show. So.
So let's do it.
Yeah. So let's have it during those hours.
Very good. So then, very sorry. I'll put in a suggestion that
we should start moving things around. No.
And then we also have AMA Iowa Social Media Discussion Group, which will be Thursday, March 16th. And that is going to be on the topic this time of knowing which platform to use. Is that right? I feel like that's wrong. No, measuring social ROI. So measuring the return you get on social media. My apology. I knew that didn't sound right. But that is at Skyline.
Sure, DeNova.
DeNova, right. And we met them at the
AMA experience.
Yes, and they had some great speakers there,
Carrie,
too.
Carrie, I think her name was.
Absolutely. And then I've got March 23rd, Blogging Fundamentals class.
You do.
Which at FFA Enrichment Center. So that's just another little thing.
Can people sign up for that, then?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Please do. We have enough to go. There's always that critical mass, and now we're just to...
What are the most basic questions that you get when you're teaching business people and others blogging? What kind of things don't they know? What are they most worried about?
They want to know if it's best to build it on their website or off their website. That's always a question. My almost categorical recommendation is if you can put it on your website, put it on your website. Mm-hmm. There are some little blogging communities that are around specialized niches that sometimes are useful. But if you're trying to get traffic to your website, I recommend if you can, put it on your website.
Yeah.
Some people don't have the back end ability and they have to do it separate, but I like them best there.
Our blog resides with Typepad,
uh-huh.
but then we pull it into our website, of course.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And what I found with that, and I agree with you, it's always best if you have it residing in one place, but the thing that we found is that SEO works pretty well that way because you're now out there on a couple of different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
And I know, it's kind of...
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a big question that we get. And also, of course, how do you drive traffic to it? And social media. And you know, just because you build it doesn't mean that they'll come. You have to actually promote it.
And it takes time.
And
I think that's one of the ROI of social media. Some people just don't quite understand the fact that it does take time. Even though some of these tools are free, it's really not free because you got to spend a lot of time cultivating it.
You do. And so have a plan to promote it and do
plan.
It regularly.
Don't give up.
It's nice to have an article that you can share on Facebook that you actually wrote that resides on your hub, on your website. So that's what's so
because
cool about
then all of a sudden you are the expert.
That's right.
Exactly.
Instead of just
this
sharing.
Is so important. Yeah, you know? Why not? Yeah, exactly. I am interested in your ideas. You can pass somebody else's idea if you want to, but I really want to figure out what makes you tick.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the beauty of blogging.
That's my tip, I guess.
There you go.
So
I think
good.
It works.
All righty.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is the DM Biz Mix lady. Did I say blady?
Lady.
Whatever. All right. Laura Kennard, she comes in each and every Monday talking about networking for business and social media tips. We will find her on the podcast, and we will have the link to the DM Biz Mixer as well as hashtag DM Biz Events. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very, very much. All right. We got to get out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is back from his vacation. He was gone for a couple of days in sunny Florida, and now he's all tanned and rested and relaxed and back behind the controls as our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Monday evening. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 tomorrow night. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.